Dan Hampton anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal!
It's time for Dan Hampton.
We continue with the Steve Cochran Christmas situation. It's our annual party that goes back to, well, I think it was 1957, the first year we did it, when I was still 4 years short of being born. So it's been quite a tradition. Is someone at the door, Kev? Let me just get the door here.
Oh. Put the big board pants on.
Look at that. It's Dan Hampton from your Chicago Bears. Good morning, Hampton.
Good morning. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What did you bring to the party? You're expected to bring a gift, you know.
Actually, a helmet for Kaz, because sometimes during the course of a game against the Vikings, it could break into
many pieces.
Yeah, well, hand-to-hand combat while we're watching this game.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Kaz wasn't invited to the party, and he snuck in right behind Hamp. Hamp's big enough where Kaz hid behind him.
Kind of slipstreamed me.
So, all right, so the Vikings game, which, you know, after that Packer game, we all had a dream. We all thought it could mean something. What does this mean to the Bears this weekend?
Well, we got about, you know, three things that I think of interest that everyone needs to kind of watch. I mean, first and foremost, who wants to play? You know, the playoffs are doomed thanks to Robbie Gould. And at some point, you've got to say, okay, we want to see if indeed we've got 53 guys that that want to compete. Number two, you got some young guys that need to kind of make a mark for themselves. You know, John Anderson, the inside linebacker. John Timu, a guy that I was beating the drum for back in September.
That's true.
To be, you know, added to the active roster. He was promoted this week. He'll probably get some time, and I'm real happy about that. The offensive line. Can Grasu continue to make some progress? So a bunch of young kids need to try to make their mark and say, hey, not only can I play, but this is my spot, and I'm going to get better, and next year you're going to be real proud of the fact that you got me. And the third thing is, hey, let's try to win a game. Even though, you know, it's just been abysmal here at home, it's much like, you know, Mr. Cat's Christmas parties. I don't seem to do as well at home, but when he goes on the road, the Bears are 4-2. So it's always, he's always the life of the party someplace else. So let's see if these guys can continue that.
Hey, get involved in that.
Hamp's at my party. Don't be questioning his observations.
I won't question him. Okay? He's all a favor.
That's what I'm saying. Your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers bring you Dan Hampton, and we thank them for that, of course. And the office of Mike Hillstrom. Happy holidays, Mike, and everybody over there. You mentioned the people that have to see if they're willing to play this week. Really, it's the man test. Who's going to man up? Who's going to be a man this weekend? You know, it's a test now. Who really is here for something other than your big fat paycheck for a couple of years? I think this is one of the more interesting 2 to 3 week stretches of the NFL season for everybody, because this is when you can get people breaking out who maybe we're not even thinking about for the next season and the year after that.
And how about maybe even more importantly, you know, some of these veterans with you know, question marks around them. You know, Alshon Jeffrey has proven to be a very valuable player on this football team. And in my mind, when Kevin White is, you know, healthy next year, Alshon will be, you know, he's the perfect Robin to Batman, because Kevin White, with his explosive speed, he'll be the guy that everybody's worried about. And then Alshon can really go to town. But you know, how much faith do you have in his ability to stay healthy? I don't know. What was it? He's missed 5 games this year. Eddie Royal. Here's a veteran that was signed for quite a bit of money, and I think he's really only been healthy 2, maybe 3 games thus far. Matt Forte. There's been a lot of conjecture. Is he a guy that will be, you know, given another contract, an extension, and brought back because of the emergence of Jeremy Langford? So a lot of these, it's not just the young kids, it's some of these veterans. Are they going to be able to make an impact and kind of, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of thing. You know, these last three games, they can almost wrap up their future if they come out and play some big-time football. But you never know. You just never know. So that's why we buy tickets and go to the game.
Look at this Minnesota team, Dan, and they open the season with a loss to San Francisco. But they've only lost four games since then, and the four losses have been to teams, I think Denver, Green Bay, Arizona, Seattle. So you're talking about four of the best teams, including three of the best in the NFC. But still, they barely escaped Soldier Field with that win the first time they met. So what's the biggest challenge the Bears face going up there?
Adrian Peterson, stop him. And if you do that, then by virtue of getting that running game stopped, then you can worry about Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Well, you know what? He had his best game probably last week out in the desert 10 days ago against the Arizona Cardinals. And at the end of the day, you say, well, it's all about quarterbacks. Can they make plays? Well, you know, at the end of the game, he drove him down and then took a sack fumble that ended the game. So there's a lot of reasons to say, wow, this guy, he's getting better. And we know that he's capable. We saw what he was able to do against us in the fourth quarter. If you remember, the Bears had the Vikings kind of on the tarp, and yet Bridgewater made a couple of plays with his legs getting out of the pocket. Then he threw it up to his tight end, and Antrell Roll made maybe the worst play on the ball I've seen in 20 years. And they got in position to tie the game, and then they wound up beating us. So I'm not so worried about Teddy if you get that running game stopped. And, of course, you know, that's one reason why they've won a lot of games. They won five in a row, but then they've lost, what, four out of five since, or three out of four?
Three out of four.
So, yeah, they've started, you know, to stumble. But as you pointed out, they cannot match up against the upper echelon teams. So are they a contender or a pretender? I think that's up to the Bears to kind of point out this weekend.
We'll come back. And by the way, Hamp, one of the texters would like you to give him some information on some Chicago Six dates as well.
All right.
Christmas situation. It's the Steve Cochran Show Christmas special in Hampspec. Yep, as a professional broadcaster yourself, I thought Dave really nailed that live commercial, didn't you?
I was about sending over some candles.
It kind of made Hamp feel kind of frisky. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, so let me take care of some business here first. We got a couple of people who are texting in. For Chicago Six Dates, your band, is it the Facebook page? Is that the best place to go?
Yeah, that's it. Chicago's the number six, and we're playing the Ameristar Casino next month, January 16th. It's going to be the 30-year commemorative show where we are getting all ready and maybe have some special guests when we do the Super Bowl Shuffle redo.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool, and I always have a good time with you guys. And you're a really good band. It's a tight band. Nick, have you seen them?
I have.
Yeah. Yeah. John, musical director.
We're actually going to learn a couple of Barry White songs for Mr. Cat.
John, have you ever seen the Six?
Oh, they're phenomenal.
They really are good.
All five of them.
No, that's six. And if you take normal-sized human beings, it's the Chicago Nine. All right, so
the limit is actually for nine people.
All right, so let's dispense with the Bears for a second. Bears-Vikings, you guys will talk about it. It'll be talked about a lot between now and then. I'm looking around the rest of the NFL. Look, I don't know when the Panthers in Carolina in general and Ron Rivera are going to start getting full credit for what they're doing. But if that's not impressive, I'm looking at a path to 16-0.
Well, you never want to, you know, say never, but I got to tell you, the New York Giants have a penchant for coming up with big games, and that's where the Carolina has to go this weekend. We know that they've got some injuries. You know, their running back is out. You know, they're a good team. They're 13-0. Ron Rivera, I mean, he deserves Coach of the Year for getting this team, because Cam Newton's a special player, but they don't really have a whole bunch of other guys that are, you know, like all pro caliber players. They're just a really good team. The sum of the parts is better than the individual components. So we'll see, but don't be shocked if they may take a loss or two going into the playoffs because, you know, Ronnie said in his press conference, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, that we don't care about going 16-0. We care about the playoffs. So they may have some guys resting. Who knows?
You've known him forever. Did you ever think he would be this level of, well, coach to begin with, and this good a coach?
Yeah, I did. You know, I mean, he's one of those guys. You know, Ron was not blessed with the greatest speed and overall talent, but he played a long time. Those are the guys that are good coaches, not the supremely talented players, because they don't have to do the little things. They don't have to really do the grind and preparing because, hey, they're the fastest, strongest, biggest guys. So it's those guys like Ronnie, you know, Jim Morsey. You know, he would have been a fine coach. The, you know, the interesting part about our football team was, and if you look around, we've had five or six NFL head coaches. Jeff Fisher, we saw him win last night. Played with Guppy 5 years. Les Frazier was a head coach for a while. Singletary for a while. We still have Jim Harbaugh, you know, being the coach over there. So there was a lot of guys off of that football team. That, you know, and I got to think they were up close and seen what it was like to be special and to win. And that's what they're all going out on their own individual paths and trying to achieve. They, you know, they want to try to recreate it. Right now, Ron Rivera has done a magnificent job. I think it was, what, just a little more than a year ago, people were saying, well, he may have to win just to keep his job, and now he's coach of the year.
Pretty good stuff. Predictions, Dave Enneth, who do you got?
I hate to say it, but I'm going Minnesota 24, Bears 20.
Hamp.
25-20, Bears win.
Yeah, call me a homer. I'm telling you, wouldn't it be just perfect for the Bears to win these last two and screw up a couple of good draft choices? I got the Bears this weekend, and I get the Bears significantly to embarrass the Vikings and
really?
Send them home. Yeah,
I like it.
28-6.
Well, the three best players the Vikings have on defense are out, so this is a chance for Cutler and the boys to show what they can do.
Have a great weekend, Hamp. Merry Christmas.
Go Bears.
See you. There you go.